Blog Talk Radio.
And a great Sunday to everyone. We're broadcasting a few hours early because we have a holiday. It's called Tu Bishvat, and that's the new year of our trees. In Israel, we plant trees, very, very important, the seeds of the future. The seeds of the future that we're planting in gyrovocal motion technique, we actually began last week when we talked about the function of the vessel, the first vessel of the mouth. I just want to go over this a little bit so to bring us up to date when we go into a very important, incredibly important vessel today, the second vessel, which is the nose. So, the primary word that we learned last week is allowing, not making, not producing, but allowing. And the first vessel is, of course, the mouth. So what we learned about the mouth is that we begin with allowing the air to enter through the front teeth at the upper lip, at the level of the cleft, passing the hard palate, passing the uvula, which is that little punching bag in the back, reaching the portal bones, which are the bones behind your wisdom teeth, two little round bones that are actually attached to the tissue of the soft palate. The soft palate with that air gets a little bit cool, rises, opens the throat by dropping the tongue, dropping the larynx, and traveling down the column of air into the diaphragm, expanding the diaphragm. The diaphragm expands. The pelvic muscles underneath the diaphragm lock up, pulling in slowly, slowly, slowly on the diaphragm, bringing the air back up the column of air through open throat, dropped tongue, dropped larynx, right back to the soft palate. At the soft palate, the air turns exactly the way it came in, passes the uvula, passes the hard palate, and directs itself to the front teeth where it meets the intention of the word, making the consonant. Now I want to talk 1 second about the idea of the consonant and the intention of the word. Nobody ever taught you how to speak, that's for sure. Nobody ever taught you how to speak. When you were a baby, you heard sounds, people spoke to you, you heard your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your cousins. All of these sounds came into your brain, and all of these sounds eventually wound up to be pictures of words, and you began speaking. Your mother or your father sat with you and taught you how to say mama, dada, taught you words, but nobody ever taught you how to speak, where those words came from, where those words originated, how to find those words and how to make those words. Basically, you watched and you saw that the mouth moved. Your brain gave you the instinctive reaction to words, which is speaking, and you began to speak. Basically, an incredibly natural process that never really was thought about. How do I do this? Until right now. Because now, speaking and the intention of the word becomes tremendously important. What is this intention of the word? Well, basically, it's what everything else is, and that's thinking. You have an intention. That means you're deciding, you're thinking about something. Doesn't really mean that you're doing it. It means that you're thinking about it. And in our case, you're thinking of speaking the word. Therefore, it is being spoken. So again, we're talking about a thought process that has to be left alone instead of manipulating that thought process inside your mouth in order to get what you think you need to bring out. Okay? The idea of sounds and the connection of sounds belongs to the third vessel. But the second vessel is obviously a big step higher than the first vessel. The first vessel is the mouth. The second vessel is the nose. Now, the nose is an incredibly, incredibly fascinating thing. Because when we think of the nose, we think of, which means taking air in through the nose. And if you do what I just did, you will notice that the nose closed up and made noises, and the flaps around the nose closed on the inside. And you also felt that that can go down. That air that you take in through the nose goes down. Now, what was the point of the whole conversation of the mouth? The point of the whole conversation of the mouth is to lift the soft palate, open the throat, drop the tongue. Well, when you take a breath, in quotations, through the nose, the exact opposite happens. The air is being pulled down instead of up. The soft palate is closing and the vowels are closing. I don't want to say vowels. I want to say the tongue is closing and the throat therefore immediately closes, and also the larynx close. So what have we accomplished with the first vessel? Nothing. Everything in the nose is meant to support the height of the soft palate. It's meant to support the lift of the air. It's meant to open the chamber. Now, what is the chamber? Last week, when we talked about the soft palate, we also talked about the fact that the soft palate itself is round, is able to move, and that air basically because of the tissue being porous, move upward. Besides going down the column of air, it's moving upward. Now, above the soft palate is absolutely nothing. In other words, this is a perfect place for a gathering of air, a gathering of lift. The nose behind it has nothing except the chamber. So basically what happens is that air from the nose and air from the mouth gather in the chamber in their movement upward. Now, I'm separating these so you can understand them, but basically what happens, the air is forever moving. The air is never static. Everything is always moving upward, and everything is always moving internally. So here we go. The nose has six air canals. Those six air canals basically begin at the level of your nostrils, then the level of the middle of your nose, and the third and final level, meaning five and six, canals number five and six, are just about at the bridge of your nose, and for those who wear glasses, your glasses sit right on top the bridge of the nose and basically touch five and six. Those of you who don't wear glasses, the thumb and the pointer finger go all the way up, and you can feel two little hollow places. Well, that's five and six. Now, the interesting thing that we talked about last week is the fact that everything is controlled by thinking. Everything is controlled by knowledge. Everything is controlled by your mind. So what we're putting in now is information about how to use your nose in the way that will benefit us. All right? So, first thing I want you to think about is that the nostrils actually flare. And you can flare them just by thinking about it, not doing anything to make that happen. Actually, thinking about flaring your nostrils, the right to the right, the left to the left, and again, keeping your mouth slightly open, very, very little, just as though you were beginning to speak. And now, flaring your nostrils and allowing that air to rise, not making a single movement to make that air go up. No. Leaving the mouth slightly open, thinking of the nostrils flaring, and allowing the air to rise. What do you feel? You feel that the air is actually going up without any constriction, without any movement. What's happening is the flaps, meaning the middle of your nose, I call it the flaps, are actually opening just like your nostrils. Slight, no big deal. Everything is opening slightly, And the air is rising, free, no interference, certainly not closing the soft palate, certainly not raising the tongue, certainly not closing the throat, just the opposite, because of the fact that the canals are being filled with air, and that air is going backward and basically joining that air from the mouth, because your mouth is slightly open, the soft palate is being moved. The air from the nose is now lifting the muscle behind the soft palate higher. And what you can feel is that there is suddenly more air inside the chamber. Now, the chamber, as we said, is behind your nose, above your soft palate, where there isn't